Talk Radio 570 KVI. Thank you very much for being here. Republican congressional candidate Pedro Celis, the most competitive congressional race in Washington this year. First district run against incumbent first-term Democrat Susan Del Bene stretches from Kirkland Redmond all the way north to the Canadian border along the Cascade foothills. Pedro Celis, born in Mexico, immigrated to the United States, became one of the top software engineers at Microsoft, now running for Congress, joined me earlier on the show this morning. Good morning, Pedro.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here.
Good having you on the program. And thank you again. I was telling people a little bit about what you've done in recent years. A classic American dream story. You grow up in another country, grow up in Mexico, you show up in the United States with little more than a suitcase, a college education, and some very big dreams, and you make it big. And now you're looking around saying, I wonder if my kids are going to have the same opportunities that I had way back in 1980.
Yes, and, you know, this country adopted us, and not only adopted us, it blessed us. And we just felt that it's not just a duty, but a privilege for us to serve this country. And I'm a big believer of this country. It's what they call American exceptionalism. I believe that this country is exceptional, has impacted the world, and this president is taking us in the wrong direction. And our current representative, Susan Del Bene, is just rubber stamping all his policies, and we need somebody different.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's very clear. The first district is the most politically divided district in America. I believe it's 49.9 versus 50.1%. I'm not sure which is Democrat and which is Republican, but that's as closely as you can divide it. And if you approve of President Obama in the first congressional district, then, yeah, by all means, vote for him. But if you don't and you think we need a new direction, Pedro is your man. Now, I got to ask you, because you did some studying in Canada, your take on this attack on the Canadian Parliament, the killing of that young soldier guarding their war monument yesterday in Ottawa.
Yeah, it's, you know, they don't know exactly what happened here, but it's not vandalism or an individual that is derailed mentally with mental problems. This is more serious than that, because when somebody focuses on attacking the representatives of your government, that means there's a message that was absorbed by that person, and it's a message that is being promoted to a community, and it's more serious than just a crazy guy done crazy things. This is a message that has been spread in that community, and they should be very worried about it. And it's going to be repeated by other persons as a model on what they should be doing.
So, well, yeah, we've learned a little bit about the shooter, a recent Muslim convert. Beforehand, he had been a petty criminal. Had been charged in Vancouver with several crimes. He's close to this part of Canada, the northwest part of Canada. And this comes just 2 days after two soldiers were run over in a car by another convert to Islam who had expressed, along with this guy, Michael Hall, the shooter yesterday at the Parliament building, who had been on the Canadian terror watch list. So the jihad has come to Canada. And what's chilling about it, of course, is it's not coming from foreign fighters who are sneaking into the country or overstaying their tourist visas, it's coming from homegrown terrorists. You know, something that we have to watch. Now, I want to remind people, the first congressional district takes in Kirkland, Redmond, Woodinville, Carnation, up to Sultan, Monroe. Doesn't it go up to Snohomish and Lake Stevens too, Pedro?
That's correct.
All the way up to the border.
All the way to the border. It doesn't have Bellingham, but has the rest of that county.
All right. Now, I'll ask you the obvious question. Why should people vote for Pedro and fire Susan DelBene?
I'll give you three reasons. Number one is she is, if you like the policies of this president, you should vote for her, because the president said his name is not in the ballot, but all his policies are in the ballot.
That's what he said. He said, I'm not on the ballot, but my policies, all of them are on the ballot. That's right. Number two.
And she approves all of those ballots. I have not heard her once complain about anything the president is doing. Everything he does or doesn't do, she will defend him. If he gets a chance to vote on something he wants, he votes 94% of the time or something like that. But if you just hear her speak about the policies of the president, it doesn't matter if it's ISIS or Ebola or Social Security or Obamacare. What doesn't matter what the topic is. She never ever disagrees with the position of this president. She is a rubber stamp for whatever the president wants.
All right. Number two.
Number two, you want somebody in Congress that knows how to get things done. She's just there rubber stamping whatever, and Congress needs help. It's a lot of people there that are not able to find any common ground on what is the parts that they can agree on and get things done. And that's kind of the story of my life. Every time I got engaged in any issue, it was always I got engaged after it was a problem. And I was a friend called me the Midas touch, the guy that came, got everybody to understand what is really the problem we can agree on that we want to solve, and build from that up what is what can be done.
All right, number three.
Number three, you want to send somebody to Congress that is doing it for the right reason. She spent $5 million of her own money to get this seat. That's more than my network. You really want somebody whose passion and commitment is to serve you, not to serve her, not somebody that wants be somebody, but somebody that can do something.
There you go. All right. Real quickly, we have limited time here. Your three priorities. You get to Washington, D.C., and they say, well, Pedro, good to have you here. Now, we know exactly what we'd like you to work on, and you're probably going to say, well, here's what I want to work on. What are those three priorities?
Well, the pushing for a balanced budget amendment is key because you need a forcing function to control the spending of this government.
All right.
I like to explain to people, they always tell people $17 trillion in debt and things like that, and people don't quite get it. So I try to explain to them in terms of per taxpayer, when Bush got elected, you owe about $50,000 of taxes that have been spent that you still have not paid.
All right.
By the time he left, it was $80,000. Right now, it's $150,000. You need to control the spending of the government because that interest that you're paying today is equal to the interest you were paying when Bush got elected because the rates have been pushed down.
Yeah.
But that's a ticking bomb.
No, you're right. When the interest rates go up, the deficit balloons back out again. Good point. So balanced budget is priority number one, balanced budget amendment. Priority two?
Priority two will be securing our border. Immigration issues, but it has to start with securing the border. Because I think everybody understands that a country without borders is not a country. And it's important for us that we allow immigration into this country, but we need to have immigration to go through through the door.
Okay.
You know? And so that's why I normally call about white doors, high fences, because that has to be a key element.
Right? And three?
And three is going to be issues with national security. I mean, this president needs a check and balance on his positions around the world. He has been taking creating this vacuum around the world of not engaging, you know, pulling outside of Iraq. We're going to do the same thing with Afghanistan. What we've seen in Iraq is going to be repeated now in Afghanistan.
So, can this guy with the Spanish accent take out Susan Del Money after just one term? The district is split. It's the closest thing in America to a 50-50 district. I talked to Randy Peppel, who was Rob McKenna's manager in the 2012 race for governor. He's run a bunch of successful political campaigns throughout the Puget Sound area. Here's what he had to say about the first district congressional race and Pedro Salas's chance of taking out Susan Del Bene.
Well, John, I live in the first congressional district, and as you know, I've run campaigns in the first congressional district all the way back to John Miller in 1990, the Republican congressman then. Pedro Salas reminds me of where Rick White was at this point in 1994. In 1994, Rick White was 10 points down in our polling, I was his campaign consultant, against Maria Cantwell. And Maria Cantwell had done exactly what Del Money's done, which is spend a lot of money, run tabloid TV ads, accomplish nothing in your first 2 years except just voting along with however your party's telling you to vote, and hope the voters don't notice. And ultimately, these races are about the incumbent. And as voters look at it, they just need to know that there's a credible challenger. And Pedro is by far a credible challenger to Del Bene. And so we're going to see here in the last 10 days, as voters start to tune in, those voters that are going to decide this race, okay, the incumbent hasn't done anything for me. What do I know about the challenger? And if they're credible, they'll vote for him. And that's why Del Bene's campaign is not releasing any of their own polling, because she's underwater. And if an incumbent isn't at 50% in their polling, that's a problem. Because on election day, the people who haven't decided for him either don't vote or go to the challenger. And that's why I think Pedro's got a real chance here in the closing days. He just has to make sure that enough voters know about him and know the quality of candidate he is, and he can pull off an upset.
And, man, that upset would be catching the attention of people coast to coast. By the way, his campaign managers pulled off a great upset, the upset of Eric Cantor in the Republican primary. That's right. Those same guys running Pedro Salas's race. If you want more information, you want to volunteer, you want to donate, go to Pedro Salas's website. Simple. PedroForCongress.com. PedroForCongress.com. You're listening to the John Carlson Show, Talk Radio 570 KVI.